Hello, and welcome back to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today I'm covering trends in web content management and digital experience with Jeff Bock, who's an industry analyst and also a principal at Bock & Company. So now I want to shift gears a little bit, and we've been talking a lot about the front end in terms of what users experience, and now I want to talk about something that is kind of the invisible hand of the web, right? It's things like search engine optimization that kind of work on the back end to make our content more findable, whether we're a company or a user. So what can we expect in terms of search in the year ahead? How is this changing?
Well, it's changing in many, many different ways. And there's really two levels to search. First of all, making our content findable by the web-wide search engines. And secondly, what can we do to make our content findable within a website or within a domain of information that we actually own and are managing. They're somewhat interrelated, but they're also a little different. Now, first of all, the major search engines over the years have been publishing a set of standards about what site owners should do to make their site findable by the major search engines. Along the way, there was a number of techniques of website mapping, and people could put hidden tags in their content that could then be read by the various web crawlers and automatically indexed. And this whole field of search engine optimization has grown up, and there are many different approaches for tweaking your content. One of the things that I'm a big fan of, and I think is very important, is the advent of schema.org, which is a web-wide set of tags for many different objects, and these tags are recognized by all the major search engines. As a matter of fact, schema.org was spearheaded by a combination of Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, and Yandex at a technical level. And it's a way of encoding semantics or encoding meaning into the terms that the search engines will look for. So the whole schema.org effort is around making content more findable and making the experience more usable. So that's number one. And so number two is that when it comes to search experiences within a website, now there's a much richer structure of metadata available to think about how to organize responses to queries. And so the enterprise search efforts no longer only rely on natural language processing and trying to deduce meaning from random strings, which is a whole art form in itself, but rather this content can be further enriched through tagging and the appropriate APIs. They can be further enriched and mashed up in many different ways, and we can create more intelligent experiences. And sort of the poster child for that is a number of websites that are trying to do recipes and trying to do food recipes in intelligent fashion. So just imagine I could go to my favorite recipe site and say, oh, I have the following things, you know, that are going off in my refrigerator. What should I make tonight? And get three or four really nice recipes automatically on my web browser, as opposed to having to page through the books and trying to figure out what to cook.
So that's a really nice example. And you've been hinting at something that you've written about on the site and that I think is a big theme for next year, which is what's known as the semantic web, which is kind of a different level in terms of contextual search. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, and you and I have gone back on this a couple of times. This semantic web, quote-unquote, is really a research initiative started about 15 years ago by Tim Berners-Lee and the W3C, and is led. Tim Berners-Lee is the father of the web. He invented HTML and the first versions of HTTP key protocols. And he's, and for the last 15 years, he's been trying to build much more meaning into the content stream. We talk about the web of things rather than the web of strings. The first generation is just random strings of information. Now we're trying to identify the things. And so the upshot is that all of the research on the semantic web is beginning to bear fruit, but we're not necessarily moving to a semantic web. There are many things in this whole research project. What we've seen this year and what we'll see next year and the year to come is much more semantic enrichment in our content. That from a user experience, the content is going to be more understandable, and we're going to have many more delightful experiences. What that means is for application developers and designers and user experience people, there'll be a much richer stew of content objects that they can draw from, and the way they can relate different objects to each other will be based on a lot of the research principles that that Berners-Lee and his colleagues have been working on for the last 15 years. It's not going to be the semantic web per se, but there'll be a lot of content that will be able to be much more smartly related and smartly interacted. And so we'll have better experiences. These experiences will not only delight us, but they may also help us to understand what we're trying to say and do. And the reason that's happening is because there's much richer description of the content within the backend servers, and that's the outcome of the semantic web.
So many thanks to Jeff Bock for joining us today and helping us think about some of these trends in web content management and digital experience. And for more on content management, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. Till next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz. Thanks for joining us.